So in Perikut Ches, and it's last week, we saw Ushmartem Eschukosai, this Mishpatai, Asher Yaseh Osama Adam Vachai Bohem, Ani Hashem. So that's what he called. That's the mitzvah. Why did I say it's a mitzvah? That is the pasuk of Bachai Behem, the Velosh Yomus Behem. Alright, that's in Perikut Ches. Alright?
Is it part of the Kedoshim or part of the
Akhri? No, it's Akhrimos.
Okay.
Akhri.
Okay.
Did you ever hear that story with Rabbi Meir's wife?
Okay. So now, then what do you call it? And then the next pasuk is our parsha. Velosachalu is Shem Kodshi. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, right? Ani Hashem mekadishchem. That's the Easter of Chilul Hashem. Tomi mechal Shem Hashem, Shem Kodshi. V'nikdashti, and I should be sanctified b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Ani Hashem mekadishchem. Hamotzi eschem mi'eretz Yitzrayim. I take you out of Eretz Yitzrayim. Lios lachem l'okim. Ani Hashem. Fine. So let's take a look at the Gemara. I mean, the Gemaras appear in a few places. Right, Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, they appear a few places, but Sanhedrin has got most of the information that we need here. It says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you see it? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yod Tzadok, Nimnu v'Gomer Balias Beit Nitza Belud, Kol Avera Shabbatorah, Im Omril Adam Avor v'Al Tehareg, Yavor v'Al Yehareg. Any Averas in the Torah, if a person should come to you and say, 'Be over the Avera, or else I'm going to kill you,' right?" So he should be over the Avera, rather than and not die. V'lo yehorig. Yavra v'al yehorig. Chutz, except for Avodas Kochavim, Gidarayas, and Shvichos Damim. Right? The big three. Here, because of the severity of the Avera, well, I'm sorry?
You have to die for that.
Right. Because of the severity of the Avera, so what do you call those Averas, so therefore, what do you call it? It's yehorig v'al yavor. Better to die, right, rather than to go over the Avera. V'ha Tanya, says the Gemara, asks, we learn a b'raisa, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, minayin shim amru lo adam avod avodas kochavim v'al teharig, minayin shiavod v'al yaharig. How do we know that if they tell you to be over avodas zara and over the court, and then you won't die, how do we know you should be over avodas zara, right? Be over to Vodazara and not die. Tamalo v'chai behem, v'lo shiyomus behem. So Rishmael brings down the pasuk v'chai behem, v'lo shiyomus behem.
Well, where do we know from that?
And as he says, v'chai behem, you should live. And as the mitzvah should not be the cause, no mitzvah should be cause of your death.
Therefore, what's
so therefore he's saying you should be over the Avera, even a Vodazara. We don't pasuk like Rabbi Rishmael. There may be one Rishon, maybe that's in Balamar, maybe pasuk like him. But what do you call it? But the vast majority of the Rishon don't pasuk like him. Yochel afilu befarhesya. Oh, you might have thought that even, and this was Sister Rabbi Shmuel speaking, that even befarhesya, even in public, right, 10 Jews, right, is the person himself included in it is a discussion. Do women count as part of it? It's a discussion.
The 10 people,
right? Afilu befarhesya. Talmud lomar v'lo sechalu es shem kotshi v'nikdashti. Right? So what do you call it? So when it's Befarhesya, so then we invoke the pasuk, right, of Lo Sechalu, our pasuk here. In other words, what did Rabbi Shmuel do? Rabbi Shmuel says that regarding everything, even Gila Raish V'chaz Domen Avodah Zarah, right, you invoke the pasuk V'chai Behem in Parshas Achrei, right? And therefore, you're over the veir rather than die. If it's Farhesya, though, then it's this situation of here, Lo Sechalu, Hashem, Kachi, V'nikashi, Besoch, B'nei Yisrael, in the midst of the Jewish people. Right, that's where Rishmael learns. And therefore, if it's in public, then it's better to die rather than to what he called than to be over the Avera.
Everybody agrees to that.
Right, everybody agrees to that. So the Inu de Amar Rabbi Lezer. Right, we don't go like Rabbi Shmuel, we go like Rabbi Lezer. The Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha v'chol levav v'chol nafshecha v'chol miyodecha. Right, it says in V'ahavta, right, v'chol levav v'chol nafshecha v'chol miyodecha. Im ne'amar b'chol nafshecha, lama ne'amar b'chol me'odecha. V'ne'amar b'chol me'odecha, lama ne'amar b'chol nafshecha. Now, as we know, b'chol me'odecha, let's say, means b'chol mamoncha. Your mamon, your money. And nafshecha means even your life. Why does it say to both of them? יש אדם שגופו חביב עליו מממונו, לכך נאמר בכל נפשך. אם יש לך אדם שממונו חביב על גופו, עליו מגופו, לכך נאמר בכל מעודך. Right? So it records, so we learn, right, that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, and it's because Avodah Zarah is diametrically opposed to Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, b'chol nafshecha, right? In other words, rather than, just by the Gemara mentioned, why does it mention nafshecha l'chol meodecha? Because some people are more in enthralled with their money than they are necessarily with their own lives, and some people the other way around, and that's a discussion in its own right, but not for now. But in any event, you see, you should never show a lack of love, right, for Hashem, and being over to Avodah Zarah, right? It's obviously showing that you're being over to Avodah Zarah, it's showing a lack of love, right? It shows you're attached to something else, or you're willing to act like you're attached to something else, and that's a betrayal of your love, and it says your love, you should never betray, even if the cost of your life. So we paskin like that. Not like Rabbi Shmuel. Again, the vast majority of the showing. So that tells us about Avodah Zarah. You see, even when it's in private, even when it's not for Hesya, Gil Yarayis and Shvichas Domim, how do we know that Gil Yarayis and Shvichas Domim, in other words, those other two of the big three of Eris, right? Gil Yarayis, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zarah. How do we know the other two? That a person is always mitzuva, we call it yaharek val yavar. Always he has to be called, he has to be willing to die rather than to be over the Avera. Right? Kidi Rebbe, like Rebbe learned, Ditanya. Rebbe Omer.
What's the question again?
In other words, we're establishing what the din is with regard to the three cardinal sins. Gila Rai Shvi Chazdam Avodah Zarah. So we disagree with Rabbi Yishmael, right? He says what he calls only in public, but we say even in private, right? Right? That's Avodah Zarah. Oh, how do you know about Gil Arayis and Shvichas Damim? That also those two, even if they're being forced in private, right? You should be willing to die rather than to be over the Avera. Kid Rabbi, like Rabbi Yudah Nasi learned, Detanya. Rabbi Omer.
Yeah, true, even in private we have to be...
Right, yeah. For Gil Arayis, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah, the big three, no matter where and when.
Private.
Right. Because of the severity of the Avera. It's not dependent upon Chilul Hashem B'soch B'nei Yisrael. It's dependent upon the severity of the Avera. So how do we know that? The Tanya, Rabbi Omer. Ki kasha yakum ish al re'ehu etzochol nafesh, kena dover azeh. Right, that's talking about a nar murasa. If she's nansa, if she is what he called, if she someone what he called rapes her, right? So she's not responsible. It was done by onus. Mm-hmm. And there it says ki kasher yokum ish al reo retzachol nafesh. In the pasuk says she's not responsible for it. She didn't what he called didn't willingly do it. It's as though someone killed her. Just like a person rises up against somebody else and kills them, it's against their will, obviously. So too also, this person raped her, was against their will. So we see the juxtapositioning of Arayis, i.e., the what he called the defiling of a Nar Murasa, is juxtaposed to Ritzicha. Murder, to murder. Right, so we see the two of those are juxtaposed to one another. It's a hekesh.
What's juxtaposed?
Right, they're right next to each other. No, they're placed in plate next to each other. We're makish one to the other. V'chimala madu mirotzeach me'ata harei zebala lamed. Right, what do we learn from rotzeach? I mean, what does it have to do with rotzeach over here? The nimtza lamad makish rotzeach lenar murasa ma nar murasa nitzan latzila benafsho. So this is a separate point, but it's the Gemara mentions it. The fact that the two ideas, Nar Murasa and Ritzicha, put together, we learn that just as if you see a person running after a Nar Murasa, to what he called to a Nar Murasa, a betrothed woman, right? If someone's running after her, to what he called to rape her, right? You're allowed to save the guy from the Avera and kill him. You can kill him. Afrotzeach nitan latzil benafsho. So to a person is coming to kill someone else, right? You have the right to kill him. And there's Reuben. He's coming to kill Shimon. You're standing in the side. You see Reuben's trying to kill Shimon. You can blow Reuben away. Same thing also. If Reuben is coming to assault, what do you call it? What do you call it? A woman? Mm-hmm. Right? Nar Murasa. And what do you call it? You're allowed to save him from this terrible Avera, right? By blowing him away. If it's necessary. If you kneecap him, it's better you just kneecap him. But if you can't kneecap him, then you blow him away. Umakish Naram Urasa Lerotzeach. Now we come back to our engineer. And there's a Hekish between Naram Urasa and Rotzeach. Ma Rotzeach Yaharek Val Yavor. If someone comes to you and say, either you shoot Ruvain, right? Or else we're going to shoot you. So you're not allowed to shoot him. Not allowed to shoot him. So too also Naram Urasa, right? So to Arias, I should say. So to Arias. If a person says, we want you to be over an Aver of Arias, right? Once you're over an Aver of Arias, and if I'm going to kill you, then you say, fine, kill me. Okay. Oh, and how do you know the Ritzicha itself? How do you know? And as you're saying, we learn it from Ritzicha, that we quote that if someone tells you kill someone else, or else we're going to kill you, you have to allow yourself to be killed. Well, how do you know that's true? Right? And as you're learning from there to Arias, but how do you know that itself is true? Rotzeach Gufe Minolon, Rotzeach itself, where do we know it from? Svara. It's a Svara. Dahu de Osla Kame de Rabba Va'amale Amale Mari Durai Zil Katla de Planya. Right? Someone came before Rabba and he said to this guy came to me and says, kill so and so. Vilo Katlinalach, and he says, if I don't kill him, he's gonna kill me. Amale Liktaluch Velo Tikto. Allow yourself to be killed and don't kill anybody else. Miyemar de Dama Didach Sumak Tve. Who says that your blood is redder than his? Right, so you have no right to make an action. You have to, what he called, you have to remain passive, and therefore you wind up getting killed. So you wind up getting killed because you can't kill him. Because who's to say that whose blood is more precious? Dilma damadu gavra sumatvei. So now we know avodah zara under all circumstances is yarek vel yavor. That we know from v'haftas Hashem lekechol v'chol nafshecha. Right. Gil Yarayas and Shrichas Damim, we learn, right? Shrichas Damim we know because the Svara, who says your blood is any redder than his, and the fact that they're put together, Gil Yarayas, with Ritzicha tells us that we're also for Gil Yarayas, you have to be Yarek Val Yavar. So now we see.
Right.
So we see all three, record all three things that we recall, that's the rule. He author of Dimi. Amr of Yochanan, Lo Shonu Ella Shelo B'Shas Gzeras Malchus. Right, all of this we said over here. In other words, let's be misakem what we have so far. Let's just summarize what we've got so far. The three cardinal sins.
That was questions in the Holocaust, right? They said, "I'm going to kill you. You don't kill him." Or,
oh, some sins.
They exchanged lives.
So that becomes
he missed his turn, and therefore he's
right. That's pretty cool. It's very, 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 very complex. Right, very complex. Because we're just doing the basics over here. Because there are other situations also where you're not necessarily killing somebody, but you're going to cause somebody else to be killed.
There's gray matter in it.
Yeah, sort of. So not even so. It's gray, but it's really cool. But it is complex. So far what we have is that for the three cardinal sins, it's Yarek Val Yavor. Be killed and don't do these sins. With regard to other averas, so then we say v'chaybehem, l'chor v'chaybehem. In other words, that which Rabbi Yishmael invoked for everything, right? L'chor, we agree that that's true with everything except for the three cardinal sins.
Except the three bills.
Right. So therefore v'chaybehem. So now it says Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan, lo shanu, right? That the idea that we fulfill the mitzvah, the pasuk. Of a chaybehem mission in Parshas Achrimos, right? Lo shonu el shelo b'shas gzeres malchus. That's only when it's not a time that the non-Jewish kingdom is not trying to destroy Judaism, right? In other words, when it's a regular time, right? But if it's a time of gzera, right? If it's a time of gzera, right? Time when they're trying to destroy Judaism,
yeah.
So then. Right? Even on a small mitzvah, right? Even what he called not the three cardinal sins, right? Then what he called the din of Yarek Val Yavor.
In the case when we're in oppression?
When they are trying to, what do you call, they're trying to uproot Judaism.
Like in Russia. In the
right, like not being, right, like in Russia. They're trying to uproot what he called the Jewish observance. So there, even on the smallest mitzvah, it's Yarek Val Yavor.
Yeah, what, eat kosher and eat trefer?
So, what do you call it? Certainly with regard to negative prohibitions. In other words, they say, we want you to wear shatnas, right? And it's a time, what do you call it? It's an atmosphere where they're trying to destroy Jewish observance. So the din is, what do you call it? Die. Because it's Shas Gezerah. Okay? Okay. Ki asa Rabbi Amar Rav Yochanan afilu shlo b'shas gzeres malchus, and even if it's not a time when they're trying to uproot Jewish observance, lo amar ela b'tzina, that's only when it's in private. Al v'farhesia, but if it's in public, with the 10 Jews there, right? Afilu mitzvah kali yaharik val yavor. Then even record a simple mitzvah yaharik val yavor if it's in public, right? My mitzvah kal amar Rava bar Yitzchak amar afilu lishnuya arkas demisana. Right? Even if it's what you call, they want you to change your shoelaces, right? And that's a discussion. Record, does that mean that any, even though it doesn't have particular significance, but it's a what you call it's a minhag Yisrael, or does it have to have a spiritual significance, religious significance, in that what you call, like, let's say we wear black and black is more tzanua and we don't want to wear red, we used to wear red shoelaces, a sign of priestess or whatever it is, yeah, etc. So that's a discussion amongst the Rishonim. In addition, there's another factor over here, and that is what he called, which what he called, I don't have the, I left it out, it's what he called, it's the next daf of the Gemara, is what he called, is, it depends if he's doing it for his own benefit, or if he's getting you to be over the Avera, the Goy. In other words, let's say the Goy is saying, I want you to go build a house for me on Shabbos, and if not, I'm going to kill you. So if the reason he's doing it is because he wants a house built, right? It's not because he's coming to get you to be over Averas, because he wants his house built, just he's going to kill you if you don't do it. So even if it's in public, then you're over the Avera. You're over the Avera. Why? Because his intention is not to prevent you from being Mekayim Mitzvos. Okay? His intention is what he calls, he wants a house built. But if he's what he calls coming there to make you be over an Avera because he wants you to be over the Avera, now, if it's in public, even though in general in the kingdoms now things are fine, but this guy wants you to be over the Avera, and there's 10 Jews there, so it's Yarg Val Yafor. Okay, fine. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, right, in the Shulchan Aruch, what do we have over here? In Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, in Yoredea, it says the psak over here is, Kol Averos Sheba Torah, Chutz Mevor Selidim V'Gila Rais V'Shvichas Damim, Im Omrim Lo, Lo Adam, Sheyavor, Aleim o yehareg imu betzina yava v'yehareg. Right, and any averus except for gila raya shvichus dam mavorazor. Right, that's what we learned. Except for those, right? If it's in private, right, yava v'yehareg. You person should be over the avera and not get himself killed.
Oh, so that's different words, man.
No.
He goes with Rabbi Shmuel.
No, and I'm saying except for gila raya shvichus dam mavorazor. And as he's saying, a kol avera shibatora chutz. Aside, except for those things. So we're talking about all the other Averas. We're not talking about these. The big three, you got to die no matter what. Don't, it doesn't matter like Rabbi Shmuel, right? Everything else, so then, what do you call it? So then the din is, imu betzina yavor v'yahal yahoreg.
If it's in private,
he should be over the Avera and not get himself killed. The im yirtzel hachmir al atzvul yahoreg rashai. If, however, he wants to be machrin himself, right, and let himself get killed,
then he can do it.
That's what the
Rambam
says.
That's what
Rambam said. No, Rambam doesn't say that.
Rambam does not say that.
Okay, I'm not going to argue about it. It's wrong. The Rambam doesn't say that. Rambam says usher. The Rambam says it's usher. The Smak, right? The Tosis, and the Rosh, they say that you can, right? The Rambam says you're not allowed to. That's exactly the point that we're going to see in a second, right?
Doesn't Rambam focus?
Of course, right? The Shulchan Aruch says if you want to, you're allowed to be machmir, and you're allowed to what you call he calls being machmir. Imhu betzina, rav v'al yehareg v'im yirtzel hachmir al atzav v'lehareg rashai, right? Right, Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you want to be machmer on yourself, you're allowed to. But he calls that being machmer on yourself. And it's kilo, it's mutter. Such an interesting thing. Imu betzina yavar vayarik. Right? The lashon of the tour actually is. the funny thing.
You should get a Rambam.
Okay, just 1 second, relax. Right? The Torah says, listen to the Lashon of the Torah. Kol aveir eschutim avodazara gilarayis shvichas damim sheomrim lo la'odam sheyavar aleim o yehareg im ubetzina im yirtze yavor val yehareg. If he wants to, he's allowed to. But listen to Lashon of the Torah. The Torah, right? The Torah says that if it's in private, right? If it's in private, and what do you call it? And the guy is doing it because he wants you to be over the Avera. The Torah says, if you want to, right, you're allowed to be over the Avera and not get killed. Like, if you want to be makel on yourself.
As if the Torah is the Shulchan Aruch.
No, the Torah is the Torah. The Shulchan Aruch is the Beis Yosef. Right? What do you call it? See, isn't that interesting? You hear the difference between them?
Yeah.
What do you call it? The Torah, you see the Torah over here? He says,
well, I'll do it in private. Okay.
He says, if the guy is in private,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to get you to be over the Avera,
right?
Because he wants to be over the Avera,
right?
So now says the tour, right? Im hu betzina im yirtze yavor val yahorek. If you want to, what do you call it, save your life, you're allowed to. If you want to, right? Im yirtze hachmer al atzmon, if you want to be machmer on yourself. So then, right? Then what do you call it? And be killed, you're allowed to. So it's funny. He writes it if you want this way, that you can do it. If you want that way, you can do it. It's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't write it like that. The Shulchan Aruch writes. He says imu betzina. He says yavor v'al yahorik. That's what he says. You should be over the Avera and not good quad and not let yourself get killed. Right?
Well, so he doesn't really give you a choice.
He says what he called, so, he says be over the Avera. The Emir to Lahachmir al Atzmo Vilehareg Rashai. He's gonna be machmir on himself, then he's allowed to. So he calls it's Ki'ilu, right? The tour is saying it, you wanna be Mekil? Or you can be Mekel. You want to be Machmir, you can be Machmir. The Shulchan Aruch says you should go be over the Avera. And if you want to be Machmir on yourself, you're allowed to. It's interesting that he changed it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's the implications of that?
Big implications whether the guy's dead or alive. I mean, between the difference between the tour and the what he called and the.
Yeah,
what
do you say? Okay, you know, you're better to die, but, you know, so if you really want to live, or what?
So the tour is Mashma, that it's what he called, you know, you're allowed to. Not that we're telling you to. You're allowed to. You're allowed to. The Shulchan Aruch says, he first brings a
right.
Deah.
You're not allowed to?
They call the Shulchan Aruch, he brings first, the first opinion says, you should be over the Avera, which is the sheet of the Rambam. You should be over the Avera. But then he comes and he says, right? Then he comes and he says, and if you want to be machron on yourself, you're allowed to, and allowed to get killed. So it's a funny thing. The tour makes it sound, it depends on what you want to do. It's totally on you. You want to go this way, you can do this way. You want to go that way, you can go that way. The Shulchan Aruch says, the first din he brings is like the Rambam. This is what you should do. And then he says, if you want to be machmer, you can be machmer. Which is a funny thing. Because according to the Rambam, it's us to do it. Right? It's us to do it. And we have a question over here. We've got a problem over here.
Say the Rambam's us to do it.
Okay.
I remember really.
Okay, here we'll see. We're going to do the Shach. The Shach quotes the Rambam. Okay, okay. You can trust the Shach, right?
Yeah, I trust you.
Okay, it's okay.
Maybe I'm a
mistake. Okay, it says we call. Let's relax. Yeah, let's relax. Says what he calls. Says the Shach. Says the Shach. V'habach, you see it? V'habach posak karambam. Right? In Hilchos Yisurei Torah, Perakei Alachadalos. To call me. Shadino lav or val yahorig, right? The Rambam passes that anybody whose din is, right, to be over lav or val yahorig, right, and what do you call it? Right, to be over and not to be yahorig, the nerag, and he has himself killed, below avar, and he wasn't over there. Harezim mischayev benafsho, he's responsible for his own death, right? He's responsible for his own death.
Yeah.
Is that going on there? He's responsible for his own death. You hear that? The Rambam says, if a person, what do you call it? If a person was in a situation where Chazal say, right, that it's, you should be over the Vera and not get killed, and you decide, no, I want to get killed, right? You're Meschayev Benafsho. You would call, you're responsible for your own death. You did an Ether.
What does it mean responsible? You chose not to do it. Therefore, you're responsible for your own death?
You're responsible for your own death. That means you did a bad
thing. You're
going
to be living.
What?
You're not dying of that particular
thing. No, he's saying if, he says, if the din is, right?
You die.
That you're, no, that you're not die. Where you're allowed to be, where you're supposed to be over. You're supposed to be over the Avera.
Right.
Right? And instead you decide, no, I want to get killed. Because I don't want to be over the Avera.
Right.
So Rambam says you did an Iser. Then Iser, you're responsible for your own death.
Oh, so Rambam says you have to do the Avera.
Right, you have to do the Avera.
Yeah. In private or public? Private.
See, he start, you start with something in private. It's wherever the psak is. Now, in public, we know there's a dinner of Chil Hashem. And Iktashti, Los Chal Hashem Kachi. Right? You shouldn't desecrate Hashem's name in the midst of the Jewish people when it's in public. But if it's in private, and what he called, and the person says, what he called, well, the din is, I'm to be over Val Yarek, but I don't want to be over there, Vera. I'd rather die. So, according to the tour, right, you're allowed to do that. According to Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to do that. According to the Rambam, right, you just did an Easter. You're responsible for your own death. Right?
What would the Rambam say if you're misupik?
If you're misupik, what do you mean?
Let me try and cook up my case.
As if you don't know if the 10 people on the outside who know about it.
For example, where there's a certain area that's borderline Arias.
Well, Abuzraida Arias is what he called is considered like Arias.
Uh-huh.
I think that they're associated with Arias, right, are considered like Arias.
Uh-huh.
Like, let's say, Yichud. My Yichud. Not because of death, but because the person, what they say, if you misyached with this woman, they're going to kill you. The din is you die. Right? You know. But anyway, so we have a problem over here.
What's the problem?
The problem is how could the Shulchan Aruch bring down the opinion, albeit that it's true that the many Bali Tosis, right, the Rosh, right, do bring down the opinion that, what do you call it, that you can be over the, you want to die, right, even when it's not in public, but he's trying to get you to be over the Avera. You have the right to die and not to be over the Avera. But the Rambam says...
Yeah, that's actually a case where you have a topic, if you don't know what the guy's motivation is, let's say.
Okay, fine. So if you don't know what the guy's motivation is, so Lechora, that's... That would be a problem. Right? You shouldn't do it. I would assume.
Uh-huh.
I would assume. Okay, because you could be doing absolutely nothing, right? You're doing nothing. You're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're not being Mekadoshim Shemayim, right? Not being Mekadoshim Shemayim. The idea is. Here David's asking a question. Someone asking a question. If let's say I'm not sure what his motivation is.
Mm-hmm.
So now. Would they still say the balitosis, the smak, would they still say that if you want to be machmir, you can machmir? I say not. Because according to the balitosis, yeah, when you're willing to die, even though it's in private, it's because you want to make a kiddush Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if this guy doesn't want to be you over on the what he called doesn't want you to destroy the Torah. He just wants you to build a house. So it could be you're not being there's no Kiddush Hashem here whatsoever. Because mitzvah itself, right? It's what he called it's the din v'chaybahem. You could be Mekadoshim Shemayim, albeit it's not in public, but you can be Mekadoshim Shemayim because of your conduct. But if you're doing it because he has no intention to really call it to cause to be over the Avera, right? He just wants to get his house built on Shabbos. So you're not being kind of shame shemayim. What do you mean kind of shame shemayim? You're just showing you don't want to be over on this particular Aveira, but that's what he called. But there's a din v'chaybahem. That's the idea of the what he called of the smack and these other sheetahs would say that if you want to you can do it because you're going to be mekana shem shemayim by showing that what he called that when Hashem tells you to be mekana the mitzvahs and this person is telling you don't be mekana the mitzvahs, I'm going to listen to Hashem. That's a kid of Hashem. But this guy's not telling you not to be mekana the mitzvahs. He says build me a house. Right? He's not telling you you're not mekana the mitzvahs. So what kid of Hashem am I doing? And then I negated v'chaybahem. So that's the I think that's correct with regard to David. Could be there's a discussion on it, right? Could be there's a discussion, but I would think that recall that's correct. But now what recall? But the Shach asks the question, right? He says, how could the Shulchan Aruch paskin like this? How can he bring down the day of the smak? He says that if you want to, you can recall. You can whatever it is. You can allow yourself to be killed. The Rambam says that it's usher. It should be suffix. It's usher to do it.
Usher to die.
Right, it's usher to die. So it should be suffix nefashos lahakel. Right? Right? It should be suffix nefashos lahakel. Mm-hmm. It's suffix nefashos. And suffix nefashos, you should be makel. Mm-hmm. Nachon? He brings down that the Bach also paskins against the Rambam. Of course, the Bach is going with that svara. But he calls you've got Rishonim who say that it's us to do, right? I mean, the Bach paskins against the Shulchan Aruch, right? See, because you got Rishonim who say it's us to do, and you got Rishonim who say it's mutter to do, but it's suffering the fashas, suffering the fashas, which is really all the hakel. Right.
What's that new humming noise? Oh, they can.
Say what?
The humming noise.
I guess the buff, right? You got it. So with the what do you call it? Okay. So now so let's see what the Shach says. Shach says Abach Posa Karambam to call Misha Dino Lavor Val Yahoreg Venerag Lo Avar Harezim Meschai Benafsho. V'chein das ha-Nemuki Yosef. Right? The right to Rambam. V'chein yer das ha-Ramban. So you got the Rambam, the Nemuki Yosef, the Ramban, they all say it's Aser. Umevi Oran. Ubagos ha-Shrim, Ariach. Right? Right? Reish per kamadek subas, kosvim, rots, lahachron, atzimut, lehorig, hecha de kaimelon, yavor, v'lehorig, tzorach, ion, yishoriolo. Right? So you've got the Hagos ha-Shri, says the Safek. Got the Ran, then the Ramban, the Rambam, Rikol says Aser. The cost of a Trumas Hadeshen by a nearer deplukta de Ravusa as Lina Lakula, the Easter Sakonis Nefashis. So Trumas Hadeshen says, so since it's a machlokas we've shown him, is it mutter or not? It's Suffolk Nefashis, it should be Usser. Right? We should be Machmir. Suffolk Nefashis is a Hakel. I mean, Lakel. No, it's not to allow the person to die. So how would he call it? Yeah? Right? So then there's a question on the Shulchan Aruch. How can the Shulchan Aruch bring down the day of the Rambam? It's a machlokas. Suffolk Nefashos is a Hakel. The Plenum Rishonim would say, what he called, not today, Rambam. How can you bring on the day of the Revelatosis? That you're allowed to do it. The Rambam says it's us to do. So you should be Makel. Says the Shach, Omnam Yeshlomar Hacha de Le'inyan Kiddush Hashem, with regard to the din of Kiddush Hashem, Shalohik Pida Torah Ibud Nefashos, Mi Yisrael, when you enter into the realm of Kiddush Hashem, and we saw over there in the realm of Kiddush Hashem, the Torah is not concerned with the loss of Jewish life. It's concerned with the Kiddush Hashem. Right?
Mm-hmm. Who is this?
The Shach. Lo yafinin lo mishar sveikos. You can't learn it, right, from the other sveikos. The leis bu mishum Kiddush Hashem. See, he brings from the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin asked the question. We should have been Mekil. We should have said Suffolk and Vashas Ahakil. We shouldn't possibly consider the, what he calls the Deos that are Cholik on the Ramba. Because the Ramba says it's Aser. And it should be Suffolk and Vashas Ahakil. Says what he calls, says the Trumas Hadeshin. When we enter into the realm of Kiddush Hashem, we see that we don't apply the rules of what he called of being concerned for life. And therefore over here, right, the Shulchan Aruch has the right to paskin. The Trumas Hadeshin says we have the right to be noeg. If a person wants to be noeg, like the Bali Atosis, to give his life even where he's not mechuyev to give his life, he's allowed to. Okay? That's what he calls. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So let's just take a look at this Fas Emes. Let's see what he calls. So what do we have over here?
Excuse me, Kiddush Hashem overrides everything.
Right, so what do you call it? In other words, since we're talking in the realm of Kiddush Hashem, so therefore, recall, the idea of loss of life is not a discussion over here. You can't include it as part of the discussion. Now the Rambam Paskins, what do you call it? He holds that wherever it's mutter, you would call it, wherever it's mutter to be over there, very mechuyev to be over there, because you have to be mekayim v'chai b'hem. And if you decide, what do you call it, that you want to say, give your life anyway, you're over an Easter. You're negating v'chai b'hem. The Torah does not want you to give your life unless it's necessary, right? The other Rishonim say that what? The Bali Atosis, they say that, what do you call it, it's true that v'chai b'hem is a heter, right? The heter, but Kiddush Hashem overrides it, right? And if you want to, what do you call it? You want to be in Kiddush Hashem, you have it's mutter for you to be, what do you call it, to be over the Avera. But if you want to be in Kiddush Hashem, you can be in Kiddush Hashem. You're allowed to. The question is in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch has got in front of him two sets of Rishonim. He's got the Rambam and the Ramban, right? What do you call it? And others. Who say that it's usher to be mosa nefesh where it's not mechuyev, we're not a chiyuv. He's got the other Rishonim who say that you're allowed to. So how did he bring down the daya that you're allowed to? What about Safek Nefash Lahakel? You got two sets of Rishonim, some say it's an Easter.
What's
Safek Lahakel? Safek Nefashos, where you have a possibility that you're going to be a loss of life here inappropriately. You should be mekel. You have to guard the person's life. So how could the Shulchan Aruch paskin? If you want, you can do like this. Why don't you do like that? Because it's about chovis to be shown him. It's a suffix. Be mekil. You're not allowed to allow a loss of life. Let's say a building fell down on top of somebody, right? And we don't know if the person's alive or dead. And it's Shabbos. Can you excavate the building?
Yes.
Yes. Why? Well, we don't know he's alive. Seder, Suffolk Nefashis Lahakel. Wherever we're concerned with the loss of life, we're not stringent. So that's the question. The question is, how can the Shulchan Aruch, right? How can the Shulchan Aruch record, say you have the option of either being Noah like the Rambam or being Noah like the, what do you call, being Noah like the Bali Tosis? The Rambam says it's Aser. It's to be Suffolk Nefashis Lahakel. You shouldn't have the right to what he called to be Machmer.
Even for a Goy, too.
Goy?
No.
If there may be a Jew there.
Yeah,
that's Vare Goyim there, it's what he called it. Unless you got an issue there of what he called of Sinna and they'll do something, whatever.
Yeah.
But Sami can't really call me Bechal Shabbos for that. But that's okay, well, let's get lost. So the question is what he calls, how can he do that? So says the Trumas Hadeshin, the Shach brings the Trumas Hadeshin, and says, when we enter into the realm of Kiddush Hashem, we ignore the idea of the value of Jewish life over anything else. It's really cool. It's not in the discussion. Interesting. So let's see the what he calls.
That's like the opposite of what you're saying. If it's a Kiddush Hashem, we override everything, and the guy has to die.
And I'm saying here, the we have a situation We have a machlokas. If let's say, right, he's really caught, it's not in public. So there isn't the full-fledged din, the pasuk of an ikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael.
Right.
And he's trying to get me to be over this avera, because he wants me to be over the avera. Right? But it's in private. Okay? So it's not going to be an ikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael, but it'll be kiddush Hashem, it won't be b'sof b'nei Yisrael. Does a person have the right, right, to say that even though I don't have to recall, get myself killed, but if I want to, I can say I'd rather be killed rather than allow this person to get me to abandon mitzvahs. The Rambam says you're not allowed to. The Smak says you are allowed to. So now, the Shulchan Aruch has got to be caught, is going to pass an halacha here. You've got one opinion says it's usa to do. You got another opinion says it's mutta to do. But we're talking about a case of loss of life here, of loss of Jewish life. Under normal circumstances, when we say there's a suffix, right? It's a suffix in din here. Who do we pass him like, right? Of loss of Jewish life, we're made killed. Because we try to protect Jewish life. So therefore, how could the Shulchan Aruch bring down the day of the Rambam, right? What do you call it? He's got, not the Rambam, the day of the Balei Tosfos, what do you call it? The Rosh, the Smak, etc., who's saying you're allowed to do it. You got a Rambam and a Ramban who say that it's an easy to do. And we're talking about here about loss of Jewish life. He should be makel, so you can't do it. Right? Comes the Trumas Adeshin and explains that when we enter into the realm of Kiddush Hashem, the factor of loss of Jewish life is not looked at. Right? We don't, because we see that where there certainly is a Vadai Kiddush Hashem, we say that you die rather than be over the Avera. So once we enter into the realm of Kiddush Hashem, we're already not looking, at what we call the loss of Jewish life. We're just looking at it very dryly. What do you call? What's the din here? So we recall. So once you're ignoring the idea of loss of Jewish life, because we're talking about Kiddush Hashem, so therefore the Shulchan Aruch has the right, like the Shulchan Sadeshin says, it can bring down the day of the Rambam, right? It brings down first that if you want to recall, it says to bring the day of the tour. What do you call it? You have the right. What do you call it? To be over that vera. He even brings it down that maybe that you should do begin with. And if you want to be machmer on yourself and allow yourself to be killed, you have to do that also.
Fine.
Let's see the Svasemis. Svasemis says, "V'nikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael, Chazal pirshu limsor atmo al kedushas Hashem yizbarach." Right? V'nikdashti, that one should give one's life for the sake of the sanctification of Hashem's name.
So he likes the Trumas Adeshin.
He's not coming to Machriya, but we'll see. We perish. Ikar HaKedusha Toch B'nei Yisrael Dafka. First of all, he's saying a pshat in the pasuk. He's saying what he called. V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael will be sanctified in the midst of the Jewish people. Ki Ikar HaKedusha Toch B'nei Yisrael Dafka. Right? In other words, the Ikar act of Kedusha is inside the Jewish people. Right? Inside the Jewish people. What does that mean? It means, like, if you remember once we saw, a few times we saw, that Sfasemis says on in the Nusach HaBracha, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvosa, Hashem placed the Kedusha inside of us. V'tzivanu, and He gave us the tzivui of doing this mitzvah, that mitzvah, the next mitzvah, because through that mitzvah, we allow that Kedusha that's inside of us to emanate on the outside. So the Kedusha is embedded inside of us to begin with. Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav. He placed Kedushas of mitzvahs inside of us. Mitzivanu, and He commanded us, do it. Because when you do it, then you cause the Kedusha to be inside of you, that I placed inside you, to be energized. So now the Sfasemis is using a similar idea over here also. He's saying the Kedusha is inside the Jewish people. Of course, Kosef Chazal. La'olam yira adam atzmo kilo kadosh Kadoshori b'tok meach. A person should always see as though Kedusha is inside his guts. In other words, his very body, his very being is Kadosh. Right? That's the way he should treat himself. Right? As we tend to treat our body and what he called our bodily needs and what he called our affairs of Olam Hazeh is what he called in a profane fashion. But that's utter. Right? God, our body and everything associated with it is Kadosh. As though we had what he calls kadosh, as though we ate a davar shebekedusha inside of our guts. right? V'zos ha-kedushin yi-efshel hargish rak b'mesiris nefesh. But to be in touch with that level of kedusha, right? A person has difficulty being in touch with that level of kedusha until he's moser nefesh. Because when he makes the statement, when he makes the act of giving his life, his temporal life, for the sake of his connection to Hashem, then he is aware of the sensation that it, what he called of the kedusha that is inside of him becomes real to him. Right?
Is dafka allowing yourself to be killed, or is there other kind of mysterious nefesh also?
So they're all different levels. You're right. They're all different levels. All different levels. Right, but ultimately, the ultimate is obviously
right.
What he called death itself.
Right.
The gam lahachnis
atzmo. What does that mean? When we experience mosis nefesh to be killed, that's when we know we have an area of kedusha inside of us.
But that's the ultimate level. Because, like David said, though, there are all different types of mesiris nefesh. And it's when a person is living the mesiris nefesh,
mm-hmm.
You know, if he's giving up something, right, for the sake of Hashem, then he becomes aware that his temporal life. Because really, when you think about it, if when I'm not being moser nefesh, so which universe am I living in? Am I living in a God-centric universe or an egocentric universe? Right. So as long as we can have, you know, we can be healthy, wealthy, you know, with this world, I've got my money, I've got my honor, I've got my pleasure, I've got and I've also got the Rabbonu Shel Olam, right? So then, I'm living really a dichotomous life, right? Where a person enters into the realm of what he called of mesiris nefesh, and like David said, there are all different levels of mesiris nefesh. But the minute the person enters in the world of mesiris nefesh, in other words, where he puts his connection to Hashem above and beyond these earthly concerns, and the ultimate of that is ultimately giving his life for it, right? But like you say, there are lots of levels along the way. Then a person becomes into touch with the fact that his life needs to be sanctified, that his guts are sanctified, that he is kadosh inside. And not just what he called, not that he's leaving, right, my physical life is, you know, is for that, and my spiritual life, you know, right, I'll shuckle during davening. The gam, lahachnis atzo betoch chlolus Yisrael. Right? And also, in order to really understand this, a person has to put himself into the midst of the Jewish people, and as he has to see himself, and as he's using the idea of toch, miniktashti besoch b'nei Yisrael, see the besoch, the inside, he's using it in two ways. He's using it inside the individual, and the individual inside the rest of Klal Yisrael. In other words, in order to really sense this, a person has to realize that, that my temporal life is also meant to be kadosh, right? It belongs to Hashem. And then I also have to realize that I am but one letter, right, in the Sefer Torah, which is written by the lives of the Jewish people. I'm a member of the Jewish people. And all the Jewish people are sanctifying Hashem's name. So when he comes into contact with those two things, then he really senses that all of his life, everything about his life, is kadosh. It's kadosh. Again, both with record in terms of his own mesiris nefesh, and the fact that he sees himself as part of the larger picture of the Jewish people, as a whole, who are coming to sanctify Hashem's name. Each one in a different way. Each one overcoming their issues. Each one with their situations. Each one. I'm a member of that. I'm a member of that team. Right? In other words, when the full experience, right, of Kiddush Hashem is there, right, i.e., when I have to give my life, right, in order to keep Hashem's mitzvahs, because they're trying to negate me from those mitzvahs, and I'm doing it in the midst of the Jewish people, then I've reached the ultimate.
Overwhelming.
Right? I've reached the ultimate level of connection that everything in me and about me is meant to be kadosh. Ki arhogas b'nei Yisrael l'mala min ha-teva. L'chein b'koach b'nei Yisrael l'asos neged ha-teva. Right? I can do this. I have the ability to do this. Right? Because the general way that Hashem leads the Jewish people is mala min ha-teva, beyond the world of teva. And that's why I have the ability to go against my teva. My teva is to preserve my life. Right? When the Arabs, lahavdil ufei havdolos, are willing to blow themselves up, right? It's why? Because they want to go to what they call heaven, where they can continue their physical lives.
Yeah.
Right? They're not forgoing it. Right? Because with that, the only way you can get them to blow themselves up. Is it what he called? It's just another extension, right, of their own egocentricity. Their own ego would be called their own egocentric universe, right? Because where they go to the land of pleasure. That's what they think. We were going to is post-Tostyville. But okay, right? But that's when we go. But when a Jew gives it means what he called all of Olam Hazeh, I recognize is always nothing more than a prose door. And what's after this is not a continuation of this. It's something which transcends this. That's real Mesiras Nefesh. That's why the tevel, right? Quote teva is the word nature, is the word is negated before them. That's why the end of the pasuk is. What the end of the pasuk is, right? The end of the pasuk is very right, quote. Well, the next pasuk I say, "Lo sechalu es shem kodshi." V'nektashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem b'kadishchem, hamotzi etchem mi'aretz Mitzrayim, li'os lachem l'elokim, ani Hashem. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim above the level of Teva. He extracted us from the world of Teva. And therefore, right, God, that's why we have the ability, as it were, to negate our Teva for the sake of connecting to Hashem. V'zeu sh'omar, ani Hashem b'kadishchem, hamotzi etchem mi'aretz Mitzrayim, l'chein b'yicholteichem limsor nafshechem al kiddush shmi tanah. The east of Rashi, Toras Konim, right, and Pasuk Zeh Utsesi Eschem Al Amnas Kain Al Tnai Zeh Utsesi Eschem. I took you out in order that you sanctify my name. Perish Shekafi Masha Adam Moser Nafshel Hashem Yisbarach Kach Mizbatel Ateva Bavuro Moora Nisi Yitzi Yisraim Koshikos Safti B'Mokum Acher. In other words, the more that Jewish people, as it were, right, are Moser Nefesh, and again, like the all different levels of Mesiras Nefesh, then what do you call that? To that degree, they generate Hashem's relating to us also above the level of Teva. And
Hashem will relate to us above the level
because
of Teva.
Because, in other words, the more it will bring, right. it will bring the Geula.
When?
What do you call it? I'm saying, the more that we're Moser Nefesh. Sassemis. I would just say one thing over here. Look at the Sassemis, right? Right? Sassemis says, look in the middle of the next Sassemis. Sassemis says, Aval, right? It's the fourth and the last line in the second, this next verse. Aval, second word on the line. Aval, Masha Adam Poel Bitol Aritzonos, Bimechayov, Biyishuv Adas, Ubimetinus, Huna Biyosir. He's saying like the halacha, like the Rambam, right? It's Na'a Yosir. If a person sanctified, in other words, required, in other words, I shouldn't say saying like the Rambam. He's just saying that if a person lives his life, right, but he is mevatel, he negates his own personal desires and ritzonos. He's moser nefesh, like David was talking about before. The mesiras nefesh, a lot of levels, lots of forms of mesiras nefesh, right?
But you deal with me,
right? So what do you call a person is moser nefesh like that consistently all the time? Hunah beyoser. That's the nice. That's the best thing.
He gets pleasure.
No, it's the nicest. It's the best thing.
No, what's the
not word? Not eh. It's no, appropriate. Like right. That's the most appropriate thing. Valzeh amru yafe sha'achas b'tshuva ma'isin tovim ba'olam hazeh mikol chayil maba u'pshitish chayil maba ikro bito leilav yisbrach ki ba'olam haba bevadi yefshar lios nimtzim imetzius nifr bilti mishachas v'chol alzeh ramzu she'kishazochim l'rotzon ha'emes v'sha'achas ba'olam hazeh yidei tshuva ma'isin tovim choshev yoser. In other words, what do you call it? It's true, you could do it in 1 second.
What?
Right? Be both an effort. Give my life. What do you call it? When a person takes his, what do you call it, his, all his experiences, right, and he's most an effort, that's the way a Jew should live.
He takes all his experience.
In other words, look at the, what do you call it, the case of the Makalel at the end of the Parsha. I don't get lost in that. The guy was Makalel. He got bugged out of his gazoo. Right? He got bugged out of his gazoo. He wanted to place his tent, in Shevetan. And you could say, what he called, he wanted to be part of the Jewish people. He wanted to be regular part. And that's laudable. Right? And he's been rejected. So now, if he had accepted his rejection, right, because it's Minashamayim, right, and accepted and gone with it, then he would have been fine. That would have been the way to go. Even when you're rejected, even when you feel like Hashem is rejecting you, right, even when you feel like Hashem is rejecting you, what you should do? Accept it, right? And for that, you get a mitzvah. For that, you get an incredible mitzvah, right? I don't know why you're rejecting me. Why are you making it tough for me? Why are you doing this for me? Right? But if you accept it, then nobody calls, that is the mitzvah. That's not the way we usually deal with things. The way we usually deal with things, especially when we feel like Hashem is sabotaging our connection to Him. Right? Our first reaction is, what the devil do you want from me? What do you want from me? What do you want from me? And we've transformed, we've turned that moment of rejection into a black hole. It's people like, you don't want me here. But really the way to do it is to accept it. To accept it. What did he do, the Makalo? He got it, was upset about it. And then he started mocking, what do you call it, you know, the lechem upon him, what do you call it? He started mocking the whole system, right, etc. And then he wound up cursing. Now I'm cursing. Because he went the wrong way. We got to know, right? Again, this is easier said than done, right? Well, it's very easy for me to pay lip service to it. Hashem should never test me. Yeah? We got to know that when things don't go right, right? And really feel, right? Like, what are you doing to me? We got to know that the mitzvah at that moment is, but that's your ratzon. But that's what you want. That acceptance, that is the mitzvah at that time. That's the mesiras nefesh. It's a funny type of mesiras nefesh. Right? Usually we think about mesiras nefesh. We'll go without the food, we'll go without the, what do you call, we'll go without the pleasures, we'll go without this, we'll go without that, what do you call, that's also mesiras nefesh. But what do you call, but the sometimes the biggest mesiras nefesh is when, what do you call, is when you feel like he's sabotaging your attempt to get close to him. See, if I'm still living in my me, myself, and I universe, I would say, what do you want from me? Right? But record, if we're going to be Moser Nefesh, I accept, record, your patch. Could you make it better, please? But not, what do you want from me? Right? Not what do you call, not you record what you're doing doesn't make any sense. I accept it. Could you make it better? So maybe that's also connection a little bit with the what do you call, with the Makalel at the end of the Parsha. Be'ech Shia.
Very good.
Anyway. Okay. Be'ez Hashem. Hashem shouldn't test us, but we should be plugged in all the time.